believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Steve Olsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet.
I want my own song.
You should have your own song, and I know somebody that might do songs. I figured our very special guest, Tiama DiVittori, who's hanging out with us here for What Is Your What Wednesday, would appreciate that. And there's actually another song on the exit here. So I actually did two songs for What Is Your What. One is kind of that uppy kind of dancey song, and then the other one's a little slower, a little more vibey, and you'll hear that one next.
Oh, I can't wait.
At the end of the show here. So welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio, as we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can find at whatisyourwhat.com and grab it for free right there, and we'd love for you to have it. So for those who've been tuning in to the live edition here of Reinvention Radio, as we broadcast every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific, and you can find that feed at reinventionradio.com. Hello and welcome. And for those who have been listening to the podcast edition and rating and reviewing and subscribing, we love you. And thank you so much for that. All right. Now, there's so many different things I want to talk about, but what I thought would be most appropriate in the last sound off, we talked about...
Appropriate?
Well, you know me. as appropriate as I can be. But in the sound off, we talked a little bit about the wife and I spending time in New York City to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary. And it got me thinking about just the importance of relationships in general and just nurturing of those relationships, right? Because this was honestly the first trip that she and I had taken for an extended period of time like this. I don't even know how long, right? And so we took a few days and went to Santa Barbara not terribly long ago. But in terms of like a full week of just the two of us hanging out and sleeping in and spending time together, I don't even remember how long that has been since, I mean, our kids are 13 and 10. And, well,
it's doable.
It's doable. And knowing that our kids can go spend a week with the grandparents is awesome. But, you know, what I want to talk about, because obviously in the book we talk a lot about understanding how you're naturally wired to excel and identifying what it is that really puts fire in your soul. And so I just wanted to talk about the importance of helping your significant other figure out what puts fire in their soul and how important that really is to a relationship. And if your partner has fire in their soul for what it is that they're doing, does that put you on the back burner? Do you then play second fiddle to what it is that they're really here to do? And if so, is that okay? So first and foremost, do you think that your relationship plays... if we're going to put things sort of in order of number ones, number twos, number threes, etc., where does your relationship fall on that spectrum in terms of what it is that you're truly compelled to do and what it is that your significant other is truly compelled to do, and then your relationship together? So let's just start there. Hmm. And let me ask you that, Mary Goulet. And if I need to reword it, I'm happy to do it.
So two people in a relationship, one person, I'm just trying to frame it better to answer it.
So you have something that you just absolutely are fired up to do. Let's just use Dave as an example. Dave has something that he... Is that okay if we use Dave?
Yeah,
okay. Dave has something that he's totally and completely fired up to do. And you have to pursue those things individually.
Does that take away from the relationship?
Does it, yeah.
Okay. I think it benefits the relationship, even if it requires time away from that person to a different location or whatnot. But if his big thing is every day he has to feel like he's got space to have fun, if it's going down to the beach, if it's paddle boarding, watching a Dodger game, mm-hmm. there are things he's like going to the spa, like there's a pool that he can go to. And,
is that what he's calling the Russian bathhouse?
Yeah,
maybe?
Right.
Spa? Yeah, okay.
Right. It's almost like it feeds him, like he needs that hour to 2 hours to just go, and then he comes back renewed.
Mm-hmm. So he recharges.
Totally recharges.
Mm-hmm.
My recharging is coming here, writing, being by myself, reading.
Mm-hmm.
I do it internally. He needs to be out physically doing something to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he doesn't have that outlet, then everything else feels like a grind, a burden, life is no fun, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Which, of course, then impacts the
dynamic between the two of us.
For sure.
Because then he's crab apple.
Right.
So I'm like, go. Go.
But you also recharge as an introvert. So for him to not be there is actually fueling you as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, T, what's your take on that?
Well, my wife and I are both very extroverted. So that
is that
works.
True?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Diane too?
Yeah, totally.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So she gets energized by being around people.
Interesting.
So thankfully, we're both like that. So we just love to go out and be with friends or family or whatever it is. And that's how we both get energized. And but I feel like as far as the balance of pursuing a passion and what that looks like, I mean, I think you have to be really honest when you start the relationship, because when she met me, as we talked about earlier, I was really pursuing my music. And so she was so willing to adapt to that, because my experience in the past is a lot of women would try to compete with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it very challenging. Whereas Diane said, well, I totally get that this is your passion and I want you to live it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to grow into your passion with you. And so I told her up front, like, I'm growing this music business. And she was willing to talk to me at the end of the day, like when I was done with everything, and go to seminars with me and be involved with me. And eventually became like we were growing the business together, where I would come to her for our ideas, for opinions, for creative feedback. When I would write songs, I'd come to her and write her opinion on the song. So then even though it wasn't her creating the music, it was her having a great deal of input. And then we felt like we were creating something special together. And then eventually that evolved to where she became my event coordinator, because I wanted to start doing seminars. And she didn't want to necessarily be on stage, but she really loves the organization and the implementation. And so she loved being in the back of the room and just running the whole operation. So that happened in a way where we didn't plan on it, but because her and I talked so much, almost daily, about my next steps with my music and my business and everything else, eventually that just evolved to become, well, she became a very integral part of it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And Jatem can go with you guys.
Right.
Well, she did in our last seminar.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 3 months old and she was there.
That's
and of
cool.
course, now I have a team, so Diane was freed up for a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
But that became something she loves to do.
Yeah, and she still reviews all the applications and asks the women to send in pictures. And
absolutely, the swimsuit pictures as well. She reviews those.
So there's only really like kind of
the appropriate
really
part.
Big women and not
right.
Yeah,
the audience was mainly that. Yes.
Yeah, just really hot guys and really really big women are the only ones you'll see at your event. You're right. How come every time, Diane? Look at this.
Oh,
what's
it's
going
so
on
weird
here?
How it happens?
How does that happen every time?
Yeah.
So at what point does the what get in the way then? In other words, is there a point where it actually becomes detrimental to the relationship?
Maybe if you guys are forced to spend too much time apart, and you can't keep that buy-in, you can't keep that connection that the other person feels part of the program.
Because if your what is to then, you know, share the message of going with your gut and this, that, and the other, and you decide you're going to do public speaking, and now you're doing 200 public speaking gigs a year and you're on the road, then that's going to be a lot of time away. But you're pursuing your thing.
Yeah. And you know what? I've been rethinking doing that as a full-time strategy, because I've watched, and I've mentioned this to you before, we have guests on the show that are professional speakers, and they more than six friends of mine have built up their speaking business to take them to different cities and states multiple times a week and months, et cetera. And they're all trying to figure out how to come right back home circle and not sleep in other hotels anymore.
Yeah.
So I got this right here and my writing. If I would rather build up my show.
Yeah.
And then maybe take certain gigs that I travel at. Because that's fun.
Sure.
When you are compelled to whistle while you pack, that's the trip you want to go on. Not the ones that you're like, oh, I got to pack.
Back on the road. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Point well taken. All right. We've got about 30 seconds left here, TMI. Any thoughts on when?
Well, you didn't give us yours.
That's okay. Okay. And so maybe next time. But so is, and in just a sort of a short form answer here, at what point do you think the what kind of gets in the way of a relationship?
When you're working evenings, when you're working weekends. And so for me, I just felt like the key to that was to grow my team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really had to make that a priority so that we could still have our quality time together.
Mm-hmm.
And then not every gig is a good gig. I mean, sometimes I just feel like you have to say no to a lot of them.
Yeah. All right, my friends. Well, there you have it. Another What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio in the books. And really interesting dialogue here. I appreciate your input, Tiama. Of course, Mary Goulet. Love you, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on the subject. And remember, you can grab a free copy of my New York Times best-selling book, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do at whatisyourwhat.com. And we will talk to you guys really soon here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.